Okay, so we are up to Rabbi Akiva. We're explaining now Nana Rabbi Akiva. Yesterday we explained the question of Rabbi Tarfon, answer. The question of Rabbi Yitzchak HaGlili, answer. Skip Arya for last. And now we're going to do Rabbi Akiva, who had two questions. Tarfon, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva. Up to, we did two, we're going to do another two, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is number five. Did I put on the conference? I just did it, I don't know if I did it or not. We'll find out in a second. Okay, I'm back to the conference. Nana Rabbi Akiva. We are mine. Okay, where am I? I'm a Gimel Amud Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines on the bottom. Nana Rabbi Akiva V'amar, Rabbi Akiva responded, and he said, interesting, Nana means loudly responded. We had that Aniyah means the Kol Rav. Didn't we have that just recently? I had it somewhere, either here or in Dav.
I don't remember it.
Do we have it here?
I was supposed to
have
spoke up.
We just had the Nana is.
It was probably Daf, the only two that
I'm right, okay. That's what happens. Okay, get confused.
That's beautiful.
I don't remember where it was, you know what I mean?
But you know the word.
Anyway, Nana Rebekah Vamar, Harshahokas will be Nitzas Lachem and Ashok. This lady went and married somebody else, okay? He divorced her. Again, we don't know Amanas or Chutz. That's what we're going to figure out. That kid, she married Rabbi Yassel, right? You don't know if the condition or besides the Shimon. And she had kids, and she became a widow or divorced. And she got married to Shimon after she married Joe Yassel and had children from him. So it comes out retroactively that the get is bottle and her kids are mamzerim. So we set up a situation where innocent Yassel can marry her and end up with kids mamzerim because she then breaks whatever happened. Frakti Gemara Yochi. Now the Gemara understands, as the Gemara will explain, this is by Almanas. I'm going to cheat. This is by Almanas. He divorced her on the condition she doesn't marry Shimon. She then later on goes and marries Shimon, and retroactively she's not divorced. For her marriage to Yassel was not a marriage. She lived with him in sin and had mamzerim. How can we set that up? So any tnai is a problem. He makes the condition, don't drink wine for 50 days, 100 days. And she gets married, gets pregnant, and then she drinks wine. Every tnai, she can ultimately uproot that decat. This is tnai. This is the nature of tnai. Any tnai allows the woman to, at one point, transgress the tnai and leave Rabbi Yassel in the lurch because she married Rabbi Yassel. And Terence says, we allow tnai and get. So what difference does it make if we allow a tnai and get that she won't drink wine for 15 years or that she won't marry Shimon? That was only by chutz. That's going to be the proof that he's going on Amanas. That was only by chutz. That's why I said I'm cheating and I'm explaining it by Amanas. Dr. Gemara, I knew Pirka. That's the slug up to this question. I mean, excuse me, Rabbi Akiva, it's a great question, but this is a problem in every tonight. Why are you more concerned in this tonight than the other tonight? It's not, it's a tonight.
Even though it's never, tonight is
you're asking why isn't it tonight, Mice of the Verechon?
Gotcha? I don't know, maybe it is, but the premise is.
We had a thing that you can't have a tonight that obliterates that is a tonight, like I'm divorcing you on the condition you give me back the paper. That was the Shiloh. So the B'Shaitim talk about it. And they say that this doesn't affect the tnai, meaning the get is a get. It's a side tnai. don't marry Shimon. It's not this. Not affecting the get. Not. Don't marry Shimon. That's all. Don't drink wine. Don't marry Shimon. Yes. Can't hear you.
What was Rabbi Akiva thinking?
I don't know. It's a good question. What was Rabbi Akiva thinking? Why did he think that this Tanai is different than a Tanai of not drinking wine? Now, the Rishayim do speak out, and this is a big shayla in the Rishayim, I'm picking Tyson's Ashita, that whatever Tanai it's up to her to keep, we let her get married. Whatever Tanai that's beyond her control, we don't let her get married. For instance, if he makes the Tanai that you won't live with Shimon. So we don't let her get married, because there's no stopping Shimon from living with her. He might force her to do it with us. It's not totally under control. Marriage is under her control. Drinking wine is under her control. There are things that might happen to her. And therefore, those kinds of tanoim, Tyson says, we don't let her get married. We have no guarantee it's not going to happen to her. Anything that she is in control of, we assume that she realizes that by doing it, she'll ruin the get, so she won't do it. No woman is interested in ruining her own get. Masha'in Kane, somebody has me on a phone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Masha'in Kane, if it's something that happens to her that she's not in control of, that she has no right to get married. That's Tyson's Shita, yes.
Should she be allowed to forget after the husband dies that she wants to marry that person? By violating the...
Probably a rare haget. No, not really. But still said not a rare haget, right? B'chayrim. See, why not? B'chayrim. Dr. Gemara. Fracti Gemara B'mai. What are we talking about? Ilim Abachutz, is it a case when he said, besides from Shimon? Mishra Shari Reb Lezer. Once she marries Yassel, she can marry Shimon. Tanya Reb Lezer, I invite her Reb Lezer. The guy is just a member of the Tarsal Chol and the Chutz Mekwaini. The whole of the Nisus Lechem and Ashuk and the Sarmel is guys, she would tear us down as Nasrallah. Al-Abamanas, Reb Akiva is assuming that the Machlokes is an Amanas. Therefore, he asked Akasha, how can we have a situation where she can make the get bottle and their kids in Mamzerim? And the response is, that's an every Tanai. And as Rabbi just pointed out, I don't know if Trat and Rabbi Kiva. What was his Havamina? Yes?
I would have to say that if she marries somebody else and then has...
I can't hear you.
Why does it have to say if she marries somebody else between, then she could go to the one that... Even without that,
no, it's not about to get.
Right. So why did the Gemara bring that in over here? That she could, if she married him, it's most, even without that, it's not going from the battle again. It's just it's for his heart.
Again, if it's talking about chutz, Rabbi Kiva Tainer, if she married Yasu and then married Shimon, she would be mevatel the get.
She wouldn't.
That's the Gemara's tacha. The Gemara is saying it's not true. She wouldn't be mabal to
the
girl.
The Gemara is not because she wouldn't have married anyone in the
dream.
That's not
mabal
to the girl.
I lost you.
Okay.
He was megayer chutz to Shimon.
Right.
And she's mezana with Shimon.
He's over the
car. Right. Exactly.
But she doesn't mabal to the girl.
It never is Mabatu to get. She would never get for him.
Why did the Gemara say she married him? Even without that, it's not Mabatu to get.
If she married Yassel, right? I mean, you're asking if she was married Shimon after Yassel, it's not Mabatu to get. She was never divorced from Shimon. Right? Enochinami. The Rishayim speak out the Gemara could have asked that. The Gemara wanted to ask the same question that it asked the Reb Tarfon. Don't think about it. Davar Achar. another kasher Bekiva had. The one she was asked on, Shimon was a kayin. Umeis, I'm a garish, and Reuven died. Reuven divorced her, and Shimon was a kayin. Would we let her marry the kayin? To him, she's a widow. Terrorism would say no. She's a divorcee, means to be the rest of the world. How can we let her marry the kayin? So, Madach being a grusha answers her to the one she's not a grusha. So, that's what Rabbi Kiva said. She's an anxious ish, the Shimon. How can we let her marry anybody? Now, that's only true by chutz. By amanat, that's not true. She's not an anxious ish, the Shimon. If she marries Shimon, she'll be mevatel to get, but she's not an anxious ish to Shimon. By amanat, she's not an anxious ish to Shimon. The guy divorces his wife on condition she doesn't marry Shimon. She's not an anxious ish to Shimon. It's just it's a condition. But Bekiva is claiming she's an anxious ish to person here. By taking by chutz, she's an anxious ish to Shimon. He never divorced her vis-a-vis Shimon. The divorce never worked vis-a-vis Shimon. Dr. Gamar Bama, you lay me Bama Nas. Harakush Esla Biznus. She give me Masana with Shimon. Right? He said on the condition you don't marry Shimon. She's not an anxious ish to Shimon. He give me Masana with her. I mean, he shouldn't be, but he could. It's not anxious ish. Ella Bechutz. Frank the Gemara. So Rabbi Kiva asked two questions. One on Manas, one on Chutz. Make up your mind, Rabbi Kiva. Which one did Rabbi Eliezer say? Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva. Ich Chutz Yerle, Leisim Chutz. Amanas Yerle, Leisim Amanas. He had two questions. One's assuming Rabbi Eliezer talked about Amanas, and one's assuming Rabbi Eliezer talked about Chutz. Make up your mind. Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Shmuel Eidei Kedamra Chutz, Vekedamra Amanas. Rabbi Kiva heard that some people learn Rabbi Eliezer one way, some people learn the other way. So he said, Mandamra Chutz, Hai Pircha, Mandamra Chutz, Amanas, Hai Pircha. As the Mishnah said, he said Chutz. The Baraita said, he said Amanas. That was going into Mandamra, but it said Chutz. That's the case of Chutz. That's like in our Mishnah. There's a Machlokes Tanoim, what Rabbi Eliezer said. No Braisa is going to prove anything. We know there's a Machlokes Tanoim, what Rabbi Eliezer said. Piling on is not going to make a difference. We have one Braisa that says the Mishnah that says he argues about Chutz, and one Braisa that says he argues about Manas. You find me another one by Chutz, fine. So it's still Machlokes Tanoim. So what the Gemara, what Rabbi Kiva basically is saying is, I don't know what Pshat Rabbi Eliezer is. I heard two versions. I have a Kashan version one, and I have a Kashan version two. Rashi. Hari Hutra Esla Bisnus, the bottom of an Aleph. Two lines at the bottom. The Amanashla Tinasi of the Kamer, but Kunu Lemataris Lakayel. Ella Bachutz Muki Rebeita. We did that already. Okay. Amad Beit. Hari Grusha Esla Bisnus Gersina. Hari Asra Aleph Elinase. She only asked him to marry the Shimon. Avalisnus Grusha Esla Miad. Right? He said, Amanas. It's not that she's Aichasish to him. She just can't get married to him. She's not an Aichasish. Theoretically, he can be Mazana with her. She's a grusha to the kayan. If her husband dies, she's not an amana to that kayan. She's a grusha. The kavachomer doesn't make sense. She's not usher to the kayan because she's a grusha to everybody else. She's usher to the kayan because she's a grusha to him. Why should she be usher to the kayan because of the fact that to the world because she can't get married Shimon? It's a levadish. Ain't no shim tzad isha. She's not married vis-a-vis Shimon. It's a shar kolada. Meaning she's not married to anybody. Ella bechutz v'elein the Rabbi Kiva Moses Rabbi Eliezer. He holds us talking about chutz. In fact, the Gemara of Zaktrashi and Brachinon, the Rabbi Kiva the Baruch Hani Trei Pirke. He asked two questions. Chada bechutz. The chada amanas. Israel, they put to Rabbi Eliezer up on a bechutz. If you understand that they're arguing bechutz, You should only ask the last question. And if it's Mamanas, you should ask the first question. The answer is, he heard, so therefore he asked, "Hi Pircha, hi Shlais Hakayin." On the chutz one, he asked in case it's a kayin. That's what the question is. Now, I just want to point out, I went to a Rashi quickly. I would like to read that Rashi again because Rashi says a lot more in there than I gave Rashi credit for. Let's go back, and that is the Rashi. It's a longer Rashi, but I want to do it again. This is talking in a case. Reuven said, "I'm not that you don't marry Shimon." So the Gemara is saying, according to Akiva, she is not usher to Shimon as an Eishes Ish, right? She's usher to Shimon as a condition. She can be mezana with Shimon. Aval luznus grushi etzla miyad. She can be mezana with him right away. Hilchach im yamos bayla rishon. Right? He said, "You won't marry the kayan. I'm divorcing you on the condition that you don't marry Shimon the Kayan." Right? Now, the Gemara says she's an amana to Shimon and she's a grusha to everybody else. Not true. She's a grusha for Shimon also. If the case is amanas, Rabbi Akiva said, what would happen if Shimon were a Kayan? We don't let her marry Shimon because she's a grusha to everybody else. Not true. If the case is talking about amanas, she's a grusha to Shimon. He didn't say you're not divorced vis-a-vis Shimon. He said under condition you don't marry Shimon. She's not an anxious ish vis-a-vis Shimon. She's a divorcee vis-a-vis Shimon. So what is Rabbi Akiva saying? Rabbi Akiva is saying, again, if he's talking about Almanas. The Gemara says the second question can't go on Almanas. So Rashi is explaining why it can't go on Almanas. Because if he would say to her, "I'm divorcing you on the condition you don't marry Shimon the Kayan," exactly. So then, when he dies, when the first husband dies, she's not an amana. She's a grusha. He had divorced her vis-a-vis Shimon. She's not an amana to Shimon and a grusha to everybody else. She's a grusha to Shimon because he could have been mezana with her before the husband died. The Gavishim worked vis-a-vis him too. Again.
On the condition, so, and she lived with him, she didn't break the condition.
Again.
So still,
she a grusha to him or an amana to him?
He died?
Yeah.
So
again. He died after he gave this get on the condition that she doesn't marry Shimon. At this point, before he dies, vis-a-vis that kayin, is she a grusha?
Yeah, she's divorced.
Okay, so now he dies. Does that affect her status as a divorcee?
I guess not.
Why should it? The guy divorces his wife and he dies, but she becomes an amana? So Rashi's saying, Rabbi Akiva's question that she's an amana to the Kayan is not true. She's not an amana to the Kayan in the case of Amanas. Let's read that inside. To Shimon the Kayan, she's a grusha forever. What does Rabbi Akiva mean? She's an amana to the Kayan. It's not true. She was usher to this Kayan because he was a divorcee to the Kayan. Even to him, she was divorced. Now, let's go to the case of Eishes Ish, right? Which he wants to say that it should be ushered to everybody because she's an Eishes Ish to Shimon. Now, in the case of Amanas, she's really not an Eishes Ish to Shimon. Teretz, you'll tell me that the restriction of marriage makes her partially an Eishes Ish. It really doesn't. But you'll look at it and say, the bottom line is she can't get married to Shimon. So vis-a-vis Shimon, there are trappings. There are is a sad that she is an Eishes Ish. She's really not an Eishes Ish. But even if you want to make the argument that she's a partial Eishes Ish, right? Even if you want to make that argument. So you want to say she should be usher to everybody because she's a partial righteous ish, just like she was usher to the Kayan, even though he was an Ammana. She was never an Ammana to the Kayan. The Kabbal Chaimer is not true. That's what Rashi says. You want to answer her because you want to say there's some kind of marriage, because you can't marry to Shimon, make some kind of relationship. It really is not true. But even if you want to say that it does, you can't compare it to the Kayan who she's a grusha to him. She's not also to the Kayan because she's a grusha to everybody else. She's also to the Kayan because she's a grusha to him. Here you want to ask her to everybody because she's married to Shimon. The Kayan is not usher because she's a grusha to everybody else. The Kayan is usher because she's a grusha to him. The Kabbal Chaimer doesn't make sense. Now, if I would have written Rashi, I would have said it simpler. I would have said she's not an Eishes Ish at all. Not that she has some kind of Eishes Ish, but it's only him, not everybody else. Doesn't affect everybody else. Rashi speaks it out, even if you want to tie them, that the Amanas make some kind of bond. But it's not true if the Kabbal Chaimer doesn't make sense. Because by the Grusha, she is a Grusha to him. Not just to everybody else, which was Rabbi Kiva's basis of the Kabbal Chaimer. Rabbi Kiva's basis of the Kabbal Chaimer is she's not a Grusha to him. And still she's awesome because she's a Grusha to everybody else. That's not true. She is a Grusha to him. Now, I would have also said, and she's not an atheist to Shimon at all. Rashi's saying, even if you want to view the restriction of marriage as a partial atheist, still the Kabbal Chaimer doesn't make any sense. That's what Rashi's saying. If you learn it's a case of Amanas. This question can't work with Amanas. It can only work with Chutz. Yes, Frank, you had a question.
It's not relevant, but considering a regular without a sign, a kayan, he does this. Is it worse to do it with a grusha than with an almana?
Yeah.
It is worse.
Mike, there's a man there that says you need kedushin? No, he might even be also. But he's not over it. He never loved. He lives with a grusha. Again, living with any single girl is a shaila what it is. Any single woman. There's a lav on him living with a grusha. There's a lav of living with a grusha, besides the lav of marrying a grusha. Doctor. What? Well, Isha Zaina, what the Pasuk says, can't marry Grusha. It's a Pasuk in Parshas Emor.
No, the Grusha, I know.
Well, don't cause your kids to be halalim. Don't do an act that might create halalim.
That's even without
Kedushin. Mari Kedushin. I'm Gimel, I'm above. Above I'm Zion around there. But you said we're headed there. After Gittin comes Kedushin. You know, they say there were four before the Malka.
What's the side of partial?
Honestly, I don't know what the side is. But Rashi's willing to entertain, to save Rabbi Kiva's question, that any time you restrict a woman from marrying somebody, even with a condition, it leaves over some kind of shaychus to Eishesesh. Even if you're willing to entertain that, Rashi says, Rabbi Kiva's Kabbal Chaimer doesn't make any sense. More than a ray, whatever it is. Even if you want to look at it that way.
It doesn't make sense because...
Because by the case of the Kayan, which he built his Kabbal Chaimer on, he assumed that she was an Amala to the Kayan, and that's not true. She was a Grusha to the Kayan. He built it on the fact...
Partial
Asia doesn't help.
In other words, that's what
Rabbi says. Again. Rabbi Kiva made a Kabbal Chaimer. The Gemara says the Kabbal Chaimer doesn't make sense. The Gemara does not say that Rabbi Kiva's fact doesn't make sense. So, therefore, Rashi wants to show you that even if his fact has truth, his Kabbal Chaimer doesn't work. Because his Kabbal Chaimer was as follows. A guy divorces his wife on the condition she does... married a Kayan. So to her, and then he dies. So to her, to the Kayan, she's an Ammana. And to everybody else, she's a Grusha, and she can't marry the Kayan. So for sure over here, she's an Eshtish to one, she shouldn't be able to marry everybody else. So Trashi, the fact that Rabbi Kiva calls her an Ammana to the Kayan is not true. Because if he did it Ammanas, she definitely is part Grush to the Kayan. To the Kayan himself. Whereas the case of Eshtish, there's nothing to anybody else. So all Rashi's trying to say, even if you want to assume that a condition of restriction of marriage leaves over something of a marriage, which itself is questionable, but for sure, it's divorce. You can't say it's not a divorce. She's mezana with him. She's not an ex fish. Yes.
So, I guess Mr. Von, if Korn gave her this kind of a get that she can't marry Shimon,
yeah,
and she marries Shimon.
Amanas chutz, what did he do?
Amanas.
So then she obliterated the get. So she never got divorced.
So the Korn can take her back.
Pastas, yes. That's Mishnah we had. Chaykes Beshameh Beshil. You made a try to get, you didn't keep the try. Can the Kai live with her? Meshami said no, Meshami said yes. Dr. Gemara, Frank the Gemara, Umay Pircha. What is the Shlag Rav Tura B'Kivas Kavachayimah in the case of Chutz? Dr. Gemara, Inei Me'isr Kuhuna Shaini. If you can answer me that you can't compare the case like that. Let's set up Rabbi Kiva now the way Rabbi Kiva is. The guy married, divorced her, chutz mishimon. So to Shimon, she is married, as far as Shimon's concerned. Now, Shimon happens to be a kayin. Reuven dies. We don't let her marry Shimon, even though to him it's a widow, because to everybody else she's a grusha. So how can we let her marry anybody else when to Shimon she's still an anxious ish? That's Rabbi Kiva's kavachimer. Well, that kavachimer makes sense. So how do we get out of that kavachimer? So the Gemara wants to attempt to say, maybe by kahuna we're more machmer. Kohanim are treated much stricter. They're very chashuv people. They're going to serve in the Beit HaMikdash. They're going to make me jealous one day, right? They're chashuv people, and therefore we're more machmer. Therefore you can't make a kavachimer. Dr. Gemara, Inami Issakuna Shiny. Are you going to say that the reason the kavachimer doesn't work is because you can't compare any other Issa to kahuna? The pasuk that Rabbi Eliezer based it was the pasuk of Isha Grusha Me Isha LaYikachu. He based it on the pasuk by Kayan, and he compared a regular Eishes Ish to a Kayan. So there, don't answer me, Isha Kahuna Shiny. Dr. Gemara, Rava Karibli Yadam Shimsaka Nechet Kamasli. You're right. Rabbi Kiva's question has no answer if the source of Rabbi Eliezer is the pasuk by Kahuna. But we had another Mandi Amar that brought a different source of Rabbi Eliezer. He brought the pasuk of Aholchavai Selish Achar. That Mandi Amar, you could say Kahuna is different. So Rava, who said we can shlug up every kasha, holds that the source is not Kahuna. Rabbi Kiva, who asked the question, held the source is Kahuna. Therefore, he had a good question.
That's Rabbanah's whole thing, that
that's what Rabbanan answered there, but Rabbi Eliezer didn't say that. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Issachuna Shiny. Inaim Issachuna Shiny. I have a Rebbe Ben Makos of Mitzvah Yisaris. Because the Torah gave Kayanim extra mitzvahs. Or Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a Motaris Lechol Adam Chutz Mimenu. Me Issachuna Yalafah. Me Grusha Me Isha Levad. The Shapasim Lekuna. Right? He learned it having the word Grusha Me Isha. Mahasim Yalafah Lechol Adam. Me Pasal Lekuna Abigita. Abba got the Shire, even though he left over. The Yalav and Kula. And he learned that a Kula, that you can have a get, even though it leaves out only one person. But what I mean is a Kula Shire. Kolshkin, the Matzil, the Mifrach, the Bay, the Nailav, the Kula, the Kula. You're willing to learn out that you can divorce a woman besides one person from Kahuna. So for sure you should make a Kavachimer from Kahuna. The name of Kahuna, the Tzad Gerisha, Paisal, the Kula, if she's a Grusha to other people, she's Paisal, the Kula, and Yamas, Yetzad, Isusa, Paisal, the Kalada. Meaning you can't answer me it's a kahuna shayna when the whole source is kahuna. I think my rabbi, I'm allowed to listen to Pircha, rabbi who said everybody has a shlug up. He learned that from a different pasuk. And it's not fair to Eliezer. So far, we answered four of the five questions. Notice, we did not discuss Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah yet. He was one of the questions. We skipped him because we were going on Rava. Rava said, I can answer every question besides Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the first thing we wanted to know is, how'd you answer every question? So we brought the four questions that Rava said he had an answer to, and we said what Rava would answer. Now, we take a little break, and we go to the side, before we go back to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Amar leh Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua responded to the four of them. Amar leh Rabbi Yeshua. You can't do this. Rabbi Elazar is not here to defend himself. Remember the Yeshua Kavatas Relay? You're telling me Rabbi Yeshua agrees to Rabbi Elazar? He's sticking up for Rabbi Elazar? We have a bride story also asked for Rabbi Elazar. So why is he responding saying what you're doing is not fair? He did the same thing.
Not here.
Right. So the Gemara Hachikamar. Lididinami is looking. What he's telling them is I also have a question. Miu, Bain Lididi, Bain Liditkhua, Mashiv the Sivilachamis. I have a question, but I'm keeping quiet because I hate to say this to you fellows, he's not here to defend himself. I also have a question. Vamat Nana. I realize I have a question, but I understand that Rabbi Elazar would defend himself. That's what he's signing to them. He's not. But right now, it's coming up. Listen, you got to give the Gemara a chance, right? This is the motto here. Give the Gemara a chance. Zog the Gemara, my pirkei Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Makish koid me havaya rishayna. The Torah says, Yigach ishisha. He marries a woman. Then he hates her, and he divorces her. The Torah is comparing Kedushin 1 and Kedushin 2. It puts Kedushin 1, and then it says he gets divorced, and does Kedushin 2. So Rabbi Yeshua, just like by Kedushin 1, she's free to marry everybody. She never was married before. She has no restrictions. Also, by Kedushin 2, it has to be a woman that has no restrictions. You cannot have her married to somebody else and get a Kedushin. That's what he says. The Torah is comparing Kedushin 1 and Kedushin 2. Just like before Kedushin 1, she was not bound to anybody. Before Kedushin 2, she can't be bound to anybody. And therefore, if you give a get that doesn't free her to everybody, she's bound to somebody. And then she can't have exact Kedushin. That's another thing. There was a Yatsa Bahaitza. This is a different hekish. This is a different hekish.
That
Kedushin is the same as Gerish.
Right. So if you hold, it's good by Gerushin.
Let's stop back. No. We're going on Gerushin. We're saying that Gerushin cannot restrict her to anybody, because then her second Kedushin is not the same as the first Kedushin. This is on Gerushin. It's a hekish. The Torah makish. The Torah made a hekesh by saying, it says, the Gemara calls it a hekesh. What? I don't think so. Is it in the same pasuk? You have the psukim on the side.
Not quoting.
Higa Kishisha, Ubala Sneya, The Shulchan Mibetza, Valko Vaisa Mishlachar. So it's in the same pasuk. Is it in Tubsukim? Yeah, it could be in Tubsukim. See, Tysus and Sukkah says in Tubsukim it's a smuch and not a hekesh. That's my problem. But again, the Gemara here calls it a hekesh.
It's
a pasuk after, right. The Gemara calls it a hekesh.
22, no.
Yeah.
24.
That always
says.
No, what are you doing?
Rebbe
said it's
Tupsuk. No, I didn't say Tupsuk. The article said it's Tupsuk.
No, the
Rosh
Hashiva
taught that you're always supposed to check with
somebody for something.
That's what Rebbe does.
Okay.
It's
okay, please. Okay. What?
Rebbe could finish anything.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Rebbe's getting much older.
Well, it gets better.
How about
it? What do you mean?
I'll find it.
No way, but.
Plus, we can't even.
He knows where it is. It's right before Shishi and Parshat Yitzchak. He knows where it is. He has to turn a few pages to get there, that's all. If I know where he is, he knows where it is. I don't know why it's a hackish, but the Gemara calls it a hackish. I have a problem because Tyson, this is a kasha that's been bothering me for years. When is it smuchin or when is it a hackish? There's a drasha called smuchin, and there's a drasha called hackish. I found the Tyson in Sukkah that says smuchin is when it's tupsukim and hackish is when it's one pasuk. This is Tupsukim.
Is there a Nafkamina in what one thing can do more than the other?
Yeah, because not everybody darshan Tzmukim and everybody darshan Tzhekish.
This is Mishnah Torah.
Adarabba, that's when you like Darish.
That's when you are Darish.
That's when you are Darish. I mean, maybe Makis here means Tzmukim could be. Right. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't darshan Tzmukim, but Mishnah Torah Darish, right? That's Gemara Yibamas. Sadi Gemara. The Tanya Rabbi Shulam Makish Kaid Ma Bayir Shnei and Kaid Ma Bayir Shaina. Ma Kaid Ma Bayir Shaina is like Gita. Ben Shachrina, she's not bound to anybody. I've Kaid Ma Bayir Shnei like Gita Ben Shachrina. Rashi, Dr. Rashi. Lo Yinami Ben from Parakad Reb Lazar the Kama Bebrisa. Makish Kaid Ma Bayir Shnei Tzad Poni Shaba. Her empty side, her open side, Ben Gerishal and Asua. Kaid Ma Bayir Shaina. The Tzadpon is right by Kaidim Kedushin Shor Rishon. The Iskish, it's compared. The Aksiv Almi Naiki Kachish, Haida Kedushin Rishon. Voice of the Shachar, Haida Kedushin Shani.
I don't understand this review too.
Because the Torah is saying second Kedushin has to be made to a woman that's in the same status as the first Kedushin. The Torah said you make a second Kedushin to a woman if she's in the same status as in the first Kedushin. If you say that he can restrict her to Shimon, then she's not the same status as she was in the first Kedushin. Now, Tyson says Akasha, if she's never in the same status, she's also to all her husband's relatives. And Kahuna. So Tyson says, that's not as a married lady. Vis-a-vis singlehood and marriage, she's the same at the first one and at the second one. She might have side Isurim, but not being able to marry because you're Shimon, because she's an HF Ish to Shimon, is not the same girl, it's not the same woman as the first one.
This is
by Kedushin that she has to be in the same status as she was by the first marriage, which means she can't have a get that still binds her to her first husband.
Again.
We want to know what kind of woman can you do a second Kedushin to?
Same one that the first one.
Right. And this one is married to Shimon, in the case of Chutz.
She's married,
but
she can't marry
Chutz to Shimon. Right, so that means as far as Shimon's concerned, she's still an HSH. So she's not the same free woman that she was at the first marriage.
When a Kohen marries a Grusha, it's Tophet, even though it's Osir.
Go on, yeah. I'm sorry? Kedushin types of Mechai Velav.
Is that just a given?
It's Machoi, because we had Rebbe Kiva that said, hey, Kedushin types of Mechai Velav.
In general, we do say that it's
Tophet. We pass Kedushin types of Mechai Velav, yes. Correct. That's how we pass him.
That's based on
these are all we had. There's the Masechta Yevamos, three opinions, and the Gemara went through each opinion where they learned it from. All based on one pasuk. The Mishnah is a Memtaisa Meralf in Kedush and Yevamos. That's what the three opinions are. The drush of how to learn it. Is it Yevamos? Well, we learned it out from that pasuk, the smuchin of Leikachishes Eishes Aviv Leigale Knaf Aviv. It's written right next to the other Mamzer. So that's how we learned it.
So are these when he tells her you can't marry so and so, Amanas are a time.
Not to that guy. Yeah, well, it's a circular reasoning. This is the kasha we asked. If he says, I'm divorcing you on the condition you don't marry Shimon, if she married Shimon, she wasn't divorced, so she didn't marry Shimon. That was the problem Typhus had. What? It's not Typhus, because if it's Typhus, then it's not Typhus.
It says Reach.
No Reach, nothing. He told her you're divorced on the condition you don't marry Shimon.
And then she married Shimon.
Then she's not divorced. I mean, she didn't marry Shimon. But she's an anxious ish.
Yeah,
that's Tyson's discussion. If she didn't marry Shimon, then she isn't an anxious ish. She did marry Shimon, so it's impossible. So Tyson says, you're right. It's talking about he divorced on the condition she won't marry Shimon, and then he died. So now she married Shimon, it's a short typhus. Except it's not a get. She's a widow. Ramban said she doesn't go through the trappings of a marriage. We talked about this yesterday. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day. I don't know what time to die.